Trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. One way to become more like Jesus is to live my gospel standards. See poster in this issue or Faith in God guidebook back cover. As you read Trying to Be Like Jesus each month, ask yourself which of the standards is being obeyed in each story. To help you figure it out, we will give one story each month, a title from my gospel standards. Small Voice, Large Blessings by Rebecca Burnett. Our family lives on a little fruit farm just north of San Diego. We were relaxing in our living room one chilly November evening, just 7 days after the deadly 2003 San Diego fires had started raging through our area. Although the fires had come within 8 miles of our home, the winds had blown them east, and we were feeling safe. We were wrapped in blankets and enjoying a glowing fire in our fireplace. Our oldest daughter, Cosette, was 8 and had just been baptized in March. She was sitting on the couch, throwing a little soccer ball back and forth with Dad, when our dog, Toby, began to bark loudly outside the window. Cosette looked alarmed, and Dad assured her that nothing was wrong. Toby often barked at rabbits, squirrels, rustling leaves, and even sunsets, but Cosette continued to feel uneasy. When she received the gift of the Holy Ghost, she learned that she should never ignore those feelings. Now the feeling kept telling her that she should go outside and check things out. She went out the back door and found Toby barking at a pillar of smoke. As she looked closer, she saw that an old board leaning against the chimney was burning. She ran into the house and yelled, "Dad, a piece of wood has caught on fire outside!" Dad quickly put out the fire. He discovered that heat coming from the fireplace's clean-out hole had set the board on fire. As we studied the wood-shake roof, the nearby brush, the overhanging eucalyptus trees, and the path of 60-foot trees leading to neighboring homes, we thought about the disaster that could have happened. We knew from recent events how quickly small fires can spread and the devastating damage they can do. We are thankful that Cosette had the faith to follow the promptings of the Spirit. Note: Cosette Burnett, age 8, is a member of the Del Mar Ward, Del Mar, California stake. End of note. Teen Boy Temptation by Lauren Langford. The phone rang, and Mom called out that it was for me. No one called for me very often right after we moved to Wilsonville, Oregon, so I ran to find out who it was. When I hung up, I was smiling from ear to ear. "I won!" I shouted. "What did you win?" Mom asked. I explained that I had won a drawing to be a teen kid at a Portland Trailblazers NBA basketball game. I would receive free tickets, a tour of the locker room, and a chance to go down before the game and be on the court with the team. Wow! I had always dreamed of meeting professional basketball players and getting their autographs, and now my dream was about to come true. The next day, when we went to pick up the tickets, I opened the envelope and learned that the game was on Sunday. My dream was smashed. I wanted to go so much, but I knew it wouldn't be right. My family shared my disappointment. My mother called the contest people to see if I could switch to another game. I couldn't. My parents said the decision was mine to make. I didn't go to the game. I went to church as usual that Sunday. I took the sacrament and listened to the talks. I went to primary, sang the songs, and listened to the lessons. A few times my mind wandered to the basketball game and what I could have been doing. But I wasn't too sad. Even if I never win another chance to be a team kid, I know that I made the right decision. Note: Lauren Langford, age 11, is a member of the Stafford Ward, Lake Oswego, Oregon stake. End of note. I Will Be Honest by Fernando Caballero. One year, my family and I went trick-or-treating on Halloween with our cousins. On October 31st, many children in the United States celebrate the holiday of Halloween by dressing up in costumes and visiting friends and neighbors, who then give them treats. We knocked on one door, and the man said he was out of candy, but that he would give us each a dollar instead. As we walked to the next house, I looked at my dollar and realized that it was actually a $100 bill. I told my dad, and we looked in everyone's bags. They all had $100 bills. The man had given us a total of $800. We decided to go back and tell him. He was thankful that we had returned his money, because that was his house payment. I felt happy because if we did not give him back his money, he could have lost his home. I'm glad that Jesus teaches us to be honest. Note: Fernando, Micaela, Ben, and Desi Caballero, ages 7, 4, 2, and 6 months, are members of the Muddy River Spanish Branch, Logandale, Nevada State. End of note. End of section, Trying to Be Like Jesus.